Shifting from expectation to appreciation. Learning how gratitude transforms your mindset, your mood, and your movement.
Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tina, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whether this is your first visit or you are a part of the Purpose Collective, welcome to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tina, your weekly sip of truth, encouragement, and purpose-filled perspective. I'm your host, Tina. And at the end of today's episode, I have a special announcement, so stick around. Okay, let's get into today's lesson. This story I received from a friend about a week ago. It's from a motivational YouTuber whose channel is called Choose Greatness. His name is Ron Ball. This story is frustrating and funny all at once. I don't believe it's a true story, but it is true to life. Here's how it goes. There was a man who was deeply depressed, so he went to see a psychiatrist. The doctor asked him, "Has anything happened lately that might have triggered your depression?" The man replied, "Well, 2 months ago, my cousin died and left me $100,000. Then, last month, my great aunt passed away and she left me $500,000. The psychiatrist, a little confused, said, "Okay, I'm not following. That's a lot of money. Why are you feeling low?" And the man sighed and said, "This month, I got nothing." Friends, he wasn't grateful for the blessing. He was grieving the absence of more. Sip on that for a moment. Sometimes we're not depressed, we're just disappointed that the overflow didn't come again this month. But gratitude is a game changer. Gratitude is one of those things that we talk about a lot, but don't practice in a meaningful way. We want more. We pray for more. But are we truly thankful for what we've already received? Or do we let a sense of entitlement replace the spirit of appreciation? Here's the truth. Gratitude shifts the atmosphere. It realigns your soul. It opens your eyes to the abundance that's already surrounding you. And it changes the game. Not because your circumstances always change, but because you do. When we choose gratitude, we stop seeing blessings as entitlements and start seeing them as evidence of God's grace. And listen, some of the gifts you've received may have been free to you, but they cost the giver something. That love, that forgiveness, that opportunity, somebody sacrificed, somebody paid a price. So let's be clear, gratitude isn't just a feeling, it's a response, one that honors the cost of what you've been given. So how do we stir up gratitude? Well, that's what today's three steep tips are all about. Ways to practice gratitude in every season. Tip number one, count the cost, not just the blessing. When we receive something, we often focus on its benefits, what it does for us. But slow down and ask, what did it cost the giver? That relationship that was repaired, someone had to humble themselves. That breakthrough that was experienced, someone interceded. And that grace you and I walk in, Jesus bled for it. Gratitude deepens when you recognize the cost behind the kindness. Tip 2, be grateful, show it, and share it. Gratitude isn't complete until it's expressed. So say thank you and mean it. Write the note, send the text, speak the words. Even more, share what you've received. If someone poured into you, pour into someone else. Let your gratitude multiply through generosity. Asaph says, gratitude turns what we have into enough. Tip 3, shift from expectation to appreciation. There's nothing wrong with expecting good things, but don't let that unmet expectation steal the joy of the present blessing. When we live in expectation without appreciation, we become bitter. But when we lead with gratitude, everything we receive feels like extra. So instead of starting your prayers with God, I need, God, I want, God, can you? Try beginning your prayers with God, I thank you, and watch your spirit shift. Practicing gratitude isn't earth-shattering. It doesn't take moving a mountain. It simply takes a little awareness and a little time. Now here's where we get to be honest. Let's spill the tea. Some of us aren't disappointed because God didn't bless us. We're disappointed because He didn't bless us again. We were healed and then got upset because we didn't get the promotion. We were delivered and then got mad because the next door didn't open fast enough. Let the truth be told. Sometimes we act like the man in the story. We've been blessed in ways that would be a miracle to someone else, but because it didn't come again, or it didn't come bigger, or it didn't come in our time frame, we sulk. But gratitude reminds us that this month may not come with a windfall, but it came with breath in your lungs. It came with grace for your mistakes and strength for the day. That alone is reason to give thanks. So what's the takeaway for this week? The takeaway is this: don't just be grateful, practice gratitude. Count the cost, show it, share it, and let your thankfulness turn into a movement. And remember, when you live with a grateful heart, lack loses its grip. Be grateful for every gift, seen and unseen. Recognize the cost. Honor the giver. Live in appreciation, not entitlement. Thank you for sipping with me today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone you love. Then practice showing gratitude. Send a note, a text, an email to someone who made a difference in your life. And don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment, all the things. And meet me here next week for another sip of truth, transformation, and Thanksgiving. Before I go, I want to share a special announcement. I often find it awe-inspiring to see how God pulls life together. I believe in divine appointments and alignments. Remember at the start of the episode, I mentioned that a friend sent me the story that I read to you? Well, here's the divine alignment. A few days before I received the story from her in email, my new self-published journal had just been released. I hadn't mentioned it to my friend, so she wasn't aware of the project. The journal is a simple concept designed with one purpose in mind: to help you and me practice the act of gratitude. It provides space for a quick reflection of what you are grateful for every day. If you want to embark upon a consistent gratitude habit, this is the tool to help you get started. It's called My Journal of Gratitude, a beautiful, purposeful space for you to record blessings, breakthroughs, and everything in between. Whether you are beginning or building a gratitude practice, this journal will help you stay grounded in what matters. It's available on Amazon.com. Just search for My Journal of Gratitude by Etta R. Stewart and grab your copy today. I'll provide a link in the description. Now, let's turn our grateful thoughts into a grateful life. I look forward to hearing how your practice of gratitude shifted your perspective and awareness to all the good in your life. Until then, honor your growth, be aware of your gifts, and keep steeping in purpose with gratitude. Talk to you soon.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Tina is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. For more information and to book your complimentary coaching session, visit our website at ereneecoaching.com.